Sainte-Croix-aux-Mines. We are looking at the town hall. Burus. A patronym of Alsatian manufacturers who left its mark on the town's history. Let's hear from Maurice Burus, the best-known member of the family.
I'm glad to be your guide around my fief. The first thing you must know is that at the beginning of the 19th century, my family made its fortune thanks to the manufacture of tobacco when we created a factory in Switzerland. Why Switzerland? To escape Napoleon and his state monopoly of tobacco. In 1871, when Alsace was annexed by Germany, Jules, my father, and Martin, my uncle, set up a subsidiary of the family business in Sainte-Croix-aux-Mines, just opposite the church. This fortuitous decision opened their business up to the German market, where there was no monopoly. The town hall was once the home of Martin Burus and his wife Léoné Nel. Built in 1889, it is decorated with stained glass windows, openwork panelling, and a wrought iron window. Inside the house, the couple left their mark. An intertwined M and N on the stained glass and on the tiles of the stove. 150 metres from the town hall stands the Chateau Burus, a neo-baroque building that belonged to Maurice.
My parents built it around 1900. They thought big.
The building is over 900 square metres, 30 rooms, including 6 kitchens and bathrooms. A window above the monumental hall provides light for the building.
In 1911, Maurice Burus and his cousin André took over from their parents. But Maurice had greater ambitions.
I've always been involved in politics. I'm an ardent Francophile, and I was a member of parliament for the Haut-Rhin and a general councillor of Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines. It was thanks to my relationship with the minister Édouard Daladier that the Transvosges tunnel between Sainte-Marie and Luce was built in the 1930s.
In 1937, the President of the Republic, Albert Lebrun, came to open it. Maurice Burus threw a banquet for 800 guests and had an 1,800-kilo chocolate-made tunnel. The children of Val d'Argent made short work of it. Apart from politics, Maurice spent time on his two hobbies, archaeology and stamp collecting.
I finance the archaeological digs in Vaison-le-Romaine and the restoration of the antique theatre because I'm passionate about archaeology. I also built up one of the finest stamp collections in the world that rivals the collections of crowned heads.
When Maurice Burus died childless in 1959, he bequeathed 150 million old francs to Sainte-Croix-aux-Mines, Saint-Vincent Hospital, and several charities. Before leaving, take a look at the villas of André Burus, Maurice's cousin and business partner. André's first residence was at 4 Rue de la Gare, near the present-day town hall. In the 1930s, André Burus had a new house built in the 3-hectare grounds where he carried on his passion for botany. The villa is at 11 Rue Maurice Burus and since 2004 has been home to the Multimedia Library. Let's go now to Lièvre, where Father Fulrad, Charlemagne's private tutor, is waiting for us. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.